This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between 7th and 30th of November. The counting for all five states will take place on the 3rd of December. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for these five states. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on the 7th of next month and notification will be issued on the 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to poll in two phases on 7th and 17th of November and notification will be issued on the 13th of this month for the first phase and on the 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on 17th November and notification will be issued on 21st October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd November, for which notification will be issued on the 30th of October. The voting for Telangana Assembly will be held on the 30th of November, while notification will be issued on the 3rd of November. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner CEC Rajiv Kumar said, polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the general elections to be held next year. The Election Commission has also announced by-election to one assembly constituency in Nagaland to be held on the 7th of November. The 43 Tapi Assembly constituency ST under Mon district fell vacant after the demise of sitting MLA Nok Wang Nau on the 28th of August. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. The two leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further deepen the close and historic ties between the two countries. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. A wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation was in the agenda, including trade and investment, defense and maritime security, development partnership, higher education, and people-to-people ties. Addressing the joint press meet with President of Tanzania following the talks, Mr. Modi said today is a historic day for India-Tanzania ties, as the age-old friendship has been elevated to a strategic partnership. He said Tanzania is India's closest development partner in Africa. Mr. Modi said India and Tanzania are working on an agreement to increase trade in local currencies. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has embarked on a four-day visit to Italy and France. On the first leg of his two-nation visit, the Raksha Mantri will reach Italy, where he is scheduled to meet Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. On the second and final leg, Mr. Singh will conduct the fifth annual defense dialogue with his counterpart Sebastien Locarno in Paris. In Sikkim, death toll from flash floods has reached 34, including 10 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. Troops of Trishakti Corps of the Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. In Tamil Nadu, 10 people lost their lives while many were injured at an explosion at a private firecracker manufacturing unit in Vettriyur Viragalur in Arayalur district today. In the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas, the death toll has surpassed 1,100 with casualties on both sides. More than 1,23,000 people displaced in the Gaza Strip. The United States has deployed warships and fighter jet squadrons to Israel in a show of support as the fighting rages on. The fighting began on Saturday when Hamas launched a surprise attack from the Gaza Strip through a barrage of rockets at Israel and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took hostages. Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza and the conflict has since escalated. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Israel-Palestine conflict will not create energy issue for India. Inaugurating the 26th Energy Technology Meet in New Delhi, Mr. Puri said the government is watching it very carefully. In cricket, New Zealand were 163 for 2 in 29 overs against Netherlands in league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Netherlands won the toss and opted to bowl first. Last night, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of the World Cup 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.